Joining us on the KRD Newsline is Stan Vanderwerf, Chairman for the El Paso County Board of Commissioners. Stan, thank you so much for joining us this morning on KRDO's Morning News.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's great to talk to you and your listeners this morning.
Well, and we know it's a big day. Obviously, the big news, the state handing over control of COVID-19 restrictions, you know, how the pandemic is controlled back to local officials today. And as the chairman of the county commissioners, what does that look like here in El Paso County?
Sure. Well, we're thrilled with the issuance of this new public health order because it does allow a lot of the activities and government response mechanisms to be done at the local level. And that, of course, for us is our El Paso County Public Health Office. And I can talk about some of the basic things, and then I can get into some of the specifics about what's in that public health order. I'll just start very briefly. It became effective at midnight last night. It's called Public Health Order 20-38. Mask mandates do remain in effect, but a lot of other restrictions have been removed. A lot of the public health authorities have been moved down to us, and that's great. Now, having said that, we still recommend everybody do everything they can to be safe and stay open, and we still recommend getting the vaccine. So there's other things, and I'll talk more about those as you ask questions.
And Stan, I want to ask because I was at a mall in the Denver area, and there were very strict restrictions on even going into a store. I had to be accompanied by a store worker. Now, will retailers still be able to implement their own restrictions over and above what the county is saying, or do the county's rules hold sway over what goes on in those stores?
Right. So local public health authorities will have a lot of authority to implement greater restrictions than what the state still requires with this public health order. I can tell you, though, at this point in time, our local public health office does not intend on doing that. So the key thing for our residents and citizens to understand is what's in this public health order, because that's going to be the predominant approach to what the state still requires us to do.
And Stan, what is in that kind of specifics? What does that look like, breaking it down for, you know, restaurants, retail, events, things like that? What do people need to know as we're heading back into local control today?
Sure. Well, there's a lot to unpack in the public health order, so I'll try to go over some of it. But before we get there, I want to say, please go to the El Paso County health.org website. If you go to the bottom of that homepage, there's a whole series of numbers that you can call, whether you're a business or a private citizen. I think our local public health office is going to get a lot of phone calls as people are trying to figure this out. So there's a lot of application in this new public health order for outdoor events, indoor events, retail, places of worship, restaurants, school proms and graduations, and so forth. So comes some basic things. For unseated outdoor events, there are no restrictions. That's also including no masks and no distancing. For our seated outdoor events that are ticketed and intend on using greater than 30,000 square feet of space, the best thing to do is call the local public health office and work with them to put a plan together to ensure that people can be safe. For indoor events that have under 100 people, there are no restrictions except for the state mask order requirements. Now, that also means no social distancing restrictions. And then for indoor events between 100 to 500 people, there are 6-foot distancing requirements for non-vaccinated people. And then the state mask order is also still in effect. You get into places like places of worship and associated ceremonies, there's actually no change in this public health order, so what previously existed stays in place. And for retail services, the social distancing is not required. But again, local companies, if they have a preference for their own store to do social distancing, they can do that locally. It just would not be mandated by our local public health office or by the state. For restaurants that have sit-down dining but do not have larger other areas like a dance floor, the same restrictions for indoor events would apply. So under 100 people, there's no restrictions other than the mask order requirement. But if restaurants or bars or whatever have an unseated area like a dance floor that's more than 100 people, then the six-foot social distancing requirement can still apply, depending on the size of that place. So it's a little complex, but it's important to understand this so that people can go about their lives and do the best they can to comply with the requirement. Now, for high school proms and graduations, we're encouraging the schools to do these things. And if they wish to exceed the thresholds in this public health order, the public health direction is that they should call the local public health office. That's our El Paso County Public Health Office. And work with them to ensure that we can have those proms and graduations, you know, in a safe manner. But there, again, bottom line is a lot of these restrictions are removed. Now, one last thing, if our hospital capacity for COVID exceeds 85%, this public health order allows for the state to impose additional restrictions. So we're obviously going to be watching that very carefully, making sure that that doesn't happen in our local community here so that we don't have any additional restrictions imposed on us.
Well, we would like to hear more from you, Stan Vanderwerf, with the El Paso County Commission. Can we ask you to hold on a second? We have to get to some messages, then to some traffic and weather and sports. But can we talk to you a little bit later on? Do you mind holding on the line?
Yeah, I'd be happy to hold on the line and talk to you and your listeners. No problem.
Continuing our conversation with Stan Vanderwerf, chairman of the El Paso County Board of Commissioners. And Stan, before the break, we were talking about a lot of the specifics when it comes to these new regulations, when it comes to local control for COVID-19. There's still a lot to unpack, but the bottom line is it's much more open, a little less restrictive, we would say, compared to when the state was in control, and much more as far as personal responsibility, if I am kind of reading between the lines on this.
Yes, I think that's an excellent quick synopsis. Really, we are asking people to take personal responsibility. It's really always been that way anyway. And, you know, we just ask people to be careful. We are interested in making sure our community remains safe. But we're also very interested in ensuring that all our businesses are open. And this new public health order does a lot going towards that.
And do you feel that it's going to be something where, you know, county to county, because there are a lot of people who work for retailers or businesses, you know, tire stores that have multiple locations across the state, and to deal with different regulations county to county becomes a very difficult thing.
Well, I would agree with that. Since a lot of the authorities are now moved down to the local level, those local public health authorities have the ability to add additional restrictions above what the state still has imposed. And for companies that have, outlets and stores in multiple different counties, it'll be a little bit difficult for them to get a clear view across all of their facilities exactly what they have to do everywhere. There's going to be chances for a wide variety of local, you know, behavior requirements.
Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, though, some of those large outdoor gatherings, I'm thinking of upcoming Switchbacks games and such. I mean, those mm-hmm. will be, it sounds like, allowed with very few restrictions.
Yes, that's correct. So for unseated outdoor events, there are no restrictions.
Okay.
And when I say no restrictions, it's no distancing and no masks. But if the event is like a stadium, like a Switchback Stadium event that's ticketed, and of course that's larger than 30,000 square feet, then we ask companies like that have those venues to call our local public health office so we can work through some mitigation strategies, because there'll be an interest in having some mitigation strategies. And that's in the direction from the state in order to do that. But that those requirements are not going to be so onerous that you can't have that soccer game. So, by the way, I'm really looking forward to going to the Switchbacks soccer games this season. I've got season tickets, and I'm planning on going.
Yeah, okay. And it's definitely positive news for so many large events that, you know, we've already seen canceled or had missed from last year. We know Territory Day has already called it off for this year, but things like that moving ahead, obviously Fan Fest gearing up for the Hill Climb this coming June, could be a step in that right direction to continue this on. But one question, you know, obviously it's really good right now, and even saying, you know, more of the data is going to be based off of some hospitalization rates, but is there a chance that, you know, we do continue on with what the state's saying could be a fourth wave and the El Paso County level could have to come in and have some more restrictions put on place if things do get a little bit more out of control?
Well, you know, that's always a possibility. I'd say, like, for right now, when you look at the statistics, we do have a slight uptick in the number of cases. But the number of deaths, and of course every death is a tragedy, but the number of deaths are way down, and the number of hospitalizations are way down. And those, I think, those two things are the best indicators for, you know, where a local community is headed. Now, having said that, if we get to a number of cases like that we had last fall in November and December, those were really bad months, you know, that's the kind of environment that would be very difficult for us to just stand by and work with only these restrictions. But, you know, I'm very hopeful that we're not going to get there again because of the huge application of vaccines in our community. And we're going to get more people vaccinated as time marches on through the spring. And every person that gets vaccinated helps the community reduce risk. So we still encourage people to go get that vaccine.
All right. El Paso County Commission Chairman Stan Vanderwerf, thank you so much for joining us this morning on KRDO's Morning News. And we look forward to speaking with you in the future as we continue on with this new model as far as local governance on the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yeah, thank you so much, and thank you to all your listeners, and thanks, by the way, for providing all that great weather in the morning for everybody so we can be safe on our roads.
Well, thank you for listening.
Yeah, mid-April, we weren't expecting a storm that was going to cause problems with traffic, but, you know, it is Colorado, right?
It is Colorado, isn't it?
We love it. Thank you, Stan.